What's good, guys? Welcome to another episode. Thank you for clicking. Thank you for listening. If you're just listening to this for the first time, don't forget to click the link in the description and follow me on my various social media handles. So yeah, basically, it's a new year with new possibilities and a lot of things. In fact, some people have been writing new year resolutions. Some people are like cutting people off, and some people are doing all that. You know the usual routine, the way Nigerians can be dramatic. So like, basically, I'm just like giving you guys a tip, you know. New year, a new start, looking fresh, you know what I'm saying? I'm already even seeing like people announcing Valentine's. Oh wow. All of you that have partners and all that. Yeah, I want to pepe us and do that. You understand? So, you know, it's like it's time to care to work on those New Year's resolutions. If you've had things that you've planned for this year, yeah, it's not getting new again. It's getting older. Before you know, next week already, almost done with the month. You know, it's fast. Unlike what people say, and January is always slow and all that bullshit that everybody says. So, you know, you consider changing your looks. You know, tidying up your life and setting goals and intentions. You can do things like maybe cutting your hair, kind of setting priorities, you know, all that shit that you people do, you know, staying positive. And all this can help you feel happy. So, like, basically, I don't be talking on how, you know, start this new year fresh. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, what I did is, first, I got a new haircut, you understand? Or, I mean, get a new haircut. You know, to freshen up your face, basically. Go to an appointment with your stylist because it's a new year. I went for a break and, you know, I came back looking a different person, and it was like, yeah, Onop, you look kind of different, you know what I'm saying? I look kind of way taller, understand? Then I had like afro, and people were like, yeah. So it was a new year. I feel like I had to look a bit different, you know what I'm saying? So if for me, what I think, starting this new year first, you know, get a new haircut, look good. And if you're the type that goes to the gym, you can start a new fitness routine. That could help. Think about your health and overall fitness goals and make plans to improve your health based on where you are. It might not really be fitness. Try to eat right. Just know that you're not getting younger again. The more the year comes, you know, we're all getting older. And I'll be like, gosh, how did I get there? You just notice that you're already 40 and you're like, wow, how time flies. So I think every year we all have that routine. Even if you're not like a gym, will I say gym mom? There's so many guys that go to the gym and be looking like lab rats at the end of the day. You can start a routine, a fitness routine. It doesn't really mean going to the gym. You could actually walk, do a lot of things, exercise and all that. Maybe for instance, you can start taking a 20 minutes walk after work every day, or you can run a marathon if you have the energy, or you can go to the gym, exercise, go to the gym in your area maybe two to three times a week. This could help. You know, if you are a fitness enthusiast, make a goal to improve your BMI or get a six packs. You know, I've been shouting I wanted to get a six pack. You know, maybe I will take that seriously, you understand? But let me tell you guys something. Six packs doesn't guarantee you six cars. Word. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So also, I think you should practice gratitude. Be grateful for the things you have, you know, every day to fill your life with kindness. Practicing gratitude can boost your mood overall and improve your outlook on life. Be grateful for the little things, you know, being able to just see new faces, see the sunshine. This song that was trending, this Thank You for Sunshine, basically that song has a deep meaning. We being able to be alive. Yeah, everybody might like, okay, you might not be a religious person, but there's that happiness you've been able to come out, breathe fresh air, you know, be grateful for little things, you know. It also improves your outlook on life, and each day before you go to sleep, write down three things. Maybe it couldn't be, it can't, maybe just something. Just write down three things that you are grateful for. In addition, express your gratitude for the people in your life by telling them how you appreciate them. It's not only neglecting them. I don't know why people have this habit of actually remembering people on their special day, maybe their birthday, or maybe when the person achieved something. It's always good. You can take out time this year. That's part of making a fresh start or looking fresh. Practice gratitude. The people around you, just tell them, I appreciate them. A little words of encouragement. Hey, I just wanted to check up on you. Can go a long way. You know, it can go a long way in leaving that person. Also, I think positive affirmations, you know, positive affirmation. Whenever you wake up in the morning, just say to yourself, I'm going to achieve this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, in your daily routine, positive affirmation refers to simple short sentence that you can use as a reminder throughout your day. You can use a Bible quote if you're a very religious person, or you can just use a word to uplift your soul, like, I'm going to make it, I'm going to achieve this, and this will actually help you. Using positive affirmation can boost your self-esteem over time, which is helpful when starting off a new year. You know, to work with positive affirmations, find a phrase that works well with you. Maybe you can just start in the morning with, I will make it in life, I will make it this year, I will make it this year. Just keep on saying positive things to yourself, and you never know. And it's not only saying positive things to yourself, doing the work, you know, there's this saying, faith without work is dead. So speaking positive things to yourself can, you know, go a long way in this life and actually walking towards it. So I think this year, also, random acts of kindness. You know, be kind to one another. This world is changing. There's a lot of, things going on. Wickedness and all that. Just random act of kindness. Help somebody today, your neighbor. Just that little thing you do to make that person smile. As often as possible, you know. Random act of kindness are small. Deliberate action performs to bring happiness to other people. They do these actions without expecting to get anything in return. Most people, they will actually want to help you if they know they're going to get something in return. Don't do that. If you've been doing that, bring your ear closer. Listen to this. Turn up the volume. Tunde, turn up the volume. Random act of kindness this year. Profess it in Jesus' name. I begin to say it. So, like, on a serious note, it's good to be good. I for one I've experienced this, you know, that joy in seeing people happy. Just do it. If it's helping someone to carry something, or helping an old person, helping the elderly. I remember back then when I was in primary school, we had this poster. Whenever we come back from assembly, then we read, help the elderly to cross the road, courtesy, wake up in the morning, brush your teeth after each meal, and all that. Just random act of kindness and all that. Those are things that I grew up, you know, learning. These are things you have to do in life. You can also maybe giving generous compliments. It doesn't mean substantial stuff. Compliments. Hey, what's up? Your dress is fine, guy. You're looking good, guy. What's up now? You know, that hyping. People might call it whining or something. You know, that's just like random act of kindness, making someone smile. Or even strangers, you might see somebody and be like, your dress is amazing, you know. Make that person smile. And that could actually make that person day. You know, so that person might be going through a lot, and just that random act of kindness can uplift the soul. And again, this year, update your attitude. So many people want to carry bad character into this new year. If you are that person, please stop. Please stop. This is a new year. This is 2023. Change your ways. You know what I'm saying? Change your ways. Change your attitude. You know, be, turn a new leaf. That will help you. Starting this year fresh. You understand? You're starting afresh. Well, everyone will be like, oh, new year, new life, and you're still the same old fucking person. You know, sometimes shock everybody and be like, ah, let them see changes in you and be like, ah, this person has really changed. This person has turned a new leaf. You understand? Yeah, so also making a bucket list of things you want to try this year, it's always good every year. You have goals and plans that you want to set out, that you want to achieve. I have every year, there are things that I set out and planned. I'm like, I want to achieve this year. And I'm really, really grateful to, you know, to God for actually, though I couldn't achieve everything I wanted to achieve last year, but there are some things that I really wanted to achieve and it came and I did it. And that was like, it was like a major win for me. So, you know, list out 20 things you want to do this year. Maybe I want to go to the beach, or I want to complete a task, or I want to get 4.0 CGPA. It can work. That can work for you. That's a plan. That could be on your bucket list. Okay, I want to meet someone. I want to see this person. Just, you know, shortly into the beginning of this year, you know, sit down. We are still, this is like 12th of January, you know, it's the year is still new. Sit down with a notebook and write out several things you want to do throughout the year. Maybe choose simple, easy things such as, you know, try out this particular alcohol, or try out this drink, go to see a movie, do this with a friend, play football, just easy thing. Maybe add as many items that you feel you want to do that will make the list fun. And you never know, stay positive, stay on the task, achieve more, have an organized day and stay positive, which can even help you feel happy, you understand, which then spreads to others so they can feel that same happiness. Little changes can affect those around you positively. Always be that person, be that light around people, be that person when people are thinking, they say, oh, I wish other people was here would have been live, you know, be that kind of person. I don't know why I'm starting this year on the motivational tone, but y'all know what I'm saying, you know the vibes. There's no, don't be a killjoy, you understand, don't be a killjoy, be that person that sparks the light in the room. Also, I think, do good this year, in all things, you know, be a nice person, live every year, every day. I just want to say this is like the reality. Every day, live it like it's your last. Set out goals, daily goals. Okay, I want to do this today. Sometimes we actually haven't sat down and thought, okay, what if today could be my last? So every day, you know, we actually wake up in the morning and thank God for life and be like, yeah, set out daily goals. So many things I want to achieve today. Keep things in check. Don't keep enemies. Don't get into bad triangles with people and all that. Live your best life. Live it like it's your last, you understand? So basically, that's what I think to make this year a fresh one. And those of you couples that are already peppering our timeline on Twitter and Instagram, you guys should well don't know. I'm citing you. We'll all be here during the Valentine. So like basically, I've been seeing different people advertising their Valentine products, gifts and all that. This is just fucking 12th of January. You guys should chill. You guys should take a chill pill. Valentine's Day is like a month. It's like a month. So you guys should rest. Calm down. Don't worry. Is it the love you guys want to profess to each other? You will see it. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you like it, don't forget to share. See you in my next episode. You know what I'm saying? Bye for now. What's good, guys? Thank you for clicking. Thank you for listening. If you're just listening to this episode for the first time, don't forget to click the link to follow me on my various social media handles, and you can share this episode to your loved ones. Don't forget to rate on Apple and Spotify if you really enjoy it. So yeah, let's get down to business. The whole thing about Valentine, you know, so now love is in the air. Like, what is Daniel say? Wear face mask. So basically, everyone's just like talking about Valentine, and just like, especially on my WhatsApp, I have a lot of DMs about with links like Valentine's Day package for loved ones, platinum and all that bullshit. Like, everyone is just like so hyped about the day. Like I said, it's the day that Jesus was born, you understand? I'm like, you guys should calm down. Like, let's all be calming down, you understand? So we all know Valentine's Day is a special time for celebrating all kinds of loving relationships, but especially your significant other. So for me, I'm just like giving you a tip on today's episode, how to make that person feel special on that day. There's a lot of things involved, you know. There are people who love materialistic stuff, a lot of flowers, candies, there'll be a lot of parana, trumpets and all that. Whatever you guys name it, you understand. So first, I just think if you're in a relationship, there's a lot of things you want to do. So you guys should keep in mind. First, I want to say this to the guys. You guys should keep in mind that Valentine's Day is like every year. So you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to like stress yourself to actually get something for your partner. So if you're dating someone who is understanding, then you should know that if you don't have, don't do past yourself. At this point in time in Nigeria now, like, things are actually at the breaking point. Everything is tough and, you know, people are trying to count cost. So if you have a guy who still buy things for you at this time, then you have to be really, really grateful and understand. So basically, I think spending quality time together, maybe you can arrange for a dinner at Chicken Republic or one of these popular restaurants, or you can actually go to a booker depending on how strong your love is. Maybe you can book a reservation or at your favorite restaurant, or you can cook. Like, basically, like me, that's what I would literally do. Make her my favorite meal. And understand, just have quality time together. Spend quality time. It doesn't have to be like you fine dining or, you know, what the Yoruba say, all those seri and all that. Just often just putting something together in advance. Is a good way to show your Valentine that you care and that you are thinking of them. Maybe you can add some candles, or you turn down the lights and it's a perfect romantic evening. Or you can also plan a day out. If you're like most people, you know, there are so many things to do. Like, I remember this event that is coming up, unofficial prom in Lagos. These are kind of events you can go out with your dates, you know, talk about things. You go to see a movie, a couple theme movie and all that. So you can spend an entire day exploring with your significant other or your partner. I make a point of going places neither of you have ever been before. It could be to the beach, maybe a museum or an art gallery or something. Just like find the things that you guys take interest in and actually plan for it. Also, you can go for a long walk together. You see, I believe in simplicity. I don't know about others. You have to know the kind of girl you're dating for you guys to understand each other and all that. So that's why whenever you're going to date someone, you should know what you're getting yourself into. You should know their aches and all that. So also spending quality time. You can go for a walk in a fine park somewhere romantic. You know, if you go to a nature preserve or a big park, you can just like, you know, that's serene. You understand, walking together, you know, it gives you guys a sense of closure. Also, you can also affirm your loved one. You can do it like the olden days, you understand, letter writing. Write a Valentine note, tell them how much you love them and include specific things that you love about them. I understand that the world is now getting digital, you understand, so everyone is like basically going to the electronic age, and all those things are already getting outdated and all that. But be spontaneous. Tell them how much you love them. Include specific things like that you love about them. Those things that gets you on, you understand? Whether it's how passionate they are about things they love, or their strong sense of justice and all that. Just the way they smile, you know, that can even make them little embarrassed and butterflies and all that. So I feel like usually the first attempt at writing all this thing can be awkward. So I go on Instagram or Google and just like get ideas. Just be like spontaneous whenever you're trying to do these things. Also reassure your partner how grateful you are for them being in your life, you know, for a day or a week. Take a moment. Every time they do something, you appreciate them. It's not only on Valentine's Day that you get to show the love you have for your partner. So many of you, come here. Come here. Come on. Come and listen to me today. both of you that are in a relationship, that you think you think you want to pepper us, you guys should listen. Valentine's Day is every year, so I think guys, I think this season is like guys are put under much pressure. Oh, what am I going to buy for my babe? What am I going to buy for her? Okay, there's a 10k package, there's a 50k package. Everyone is like, God, when oppression everywhere. Don't do that. Don't measure your relationship on the yardstick of social media. I see a lot of couples doing this. I see a lot of people who are in a relationship doing these things. Bro, just be spontaneous. Your pockets, you know, go according to your budget and all that. Especially try to know things you might normally take for granted. You know, just have a one-on-one time with your partner. Tell them how beautiful and amazing they are. All those things can go a long way than just like buying the unnecessary. Because at the end of the day, if you buy candies, food trays, they're gonna eat that shit. They're gonna eat that shit, and that's the end of it. So I think in trying to get your partner something on that day, or actually making that day a memorable one, you can actually buy something that they actually need. For example, if you notice your partner is like, let's say a makeup artist, for example, you can get her a brush, a makeup brush. That will help her. I think that's one of the best gifts. I prefer giving all those gifts than food trays, champagne, and you do para, then you guys just like forget about it. So basically, just like give your partner something that she won't forget. Also, like I said, reassuring that person that you love that person, you understand? Also, in the category of giving special gifts, I think when you know someone well, you learn their quirks, how well they like maybe their food cooked or their rice cooked, and just like, you understand, just give them something special. Think out of the box. There's so many things you can give as a Valentine's gift. You can give a Valentine's card as part of the gift. I didn't say sugar and gift only card, though, because Nigerian girls these days, if you give them card, I reserve my comments. So basically, just give them something. Maybe you notice that your partner is in need of something, and you notice that you can afford that. You can actually just give that person give them the gift as a Valentine's Day gift, present, or whatever you guys are calling it or you're doing. Yeah. So in it all, I think send your partner flowers. Flowers, flowers, flowers. This gesture is classic, but that just makes it a clearer statement. So if you know what their favorite flowers are, you know, that's great. So these days, I think I saw a trend on Instagram that the ladies are like, okay, they aren't collecting flowers. They collect this special type of flowers. And these flowers are like money flowers. They are actually like dollar bills made into like flowers. And so most of the girls like, these are the type of flowers they want on Valentine's Day. So everybody like, oppression choke and all that. Sometimes just go out of your way, just give her flowers. That makes it classic. That brings out the the couple vibe. You understand? So yeah, I want you guys to note this thing down. I think don't think you have to spend a lot of money to make a day special. So like, in fact, if you're planning a day out together, it can be fun to challenge yourself to do free or inexpensive things. That's why I said don't break your bank because you want to impress your partner. I think your partner will even understand what's happening, especially in this Nigeria regime. Don't break your bank, just do something special for them. Think about what makes them feel loved rather than what you are most comfortable doing. Maybe it's easy for you to buy flowers, but they would appreciate a nice night out together or going somewhere to get something and all that. So I think like usually the biggest thing is just like showing someone that you put some thought into pleasing them. I think for me, I think it's a thought that matters, not like the actual gift. That's what people don't really realize. It's a thought that you're actually okay, this person is my girlfriend and I really appreciate you on this day, on this special day, this Valentine's Day that you guys are trying to prepare. So I think it's a thought that counts, and it doesn't even have to go smoothly. It doesn't have to go smoothly, but just notice that I start for that count. So these are what I think will help to make out your Valentine a memorable one. And there's so many things you can do. You don't have to break your bank. You don't have to go broke because you want to impress your girlfriend. I think first, date someone smart and intelligent. So the person will even understand. You feel me? Will understand. So I hope you guys learn from this. And you can drop so many tips, you know, how to make the Valentine's Day extra special. Everyone is looking forward to that day. And absolutely, I'll be on social media looking at a lot of videos and content. So now no go press us. If you like this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.